poison ivy is expected to be one of the big winners when it comes to climate change. That dreaded three-leafed vine is poised to grow faster and bigger and become even more toxic. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports that some New Englanders are already noticing the change.
So here I'm just using two garden forks, sticking them in the ground. It's a slow aerobic kind of exercise.
Peter Barron's job is removing poison ivy, and his promise is he'll do it with no chemicals. His clients know him by his nickname, Pesky Pete. Today he's working in a wooded backyard in Harvard, Massachusetts, using just his hands, a few tools, and gloves that go up over his elbows.
Someone said to me, cow birthing gloves. I was like, oh yeah, cow birthing gloves, that's what I'll call them from now on.
Even with the gloves, Pesky Pete says he gets that itchy, blistering rash about 10 times a year. But unlike most, he loves this plant.
Every year, I always take pictures of the poison ivy as it's blooming.
Three bitty, red, shiny leaves.
When I first started, it was May 10th or May 11th. And I was so excited. I was like, wow, this is going to be great. I'm going to do this.
14 years later, he says, the season starts almost a month earlier.
In 2023, my first sightings of poison ivy was on April 18th.
His guess is that warmer weather explains the shift. Scientists have also noticed changes. One team in the 1990s turned the woods into their laboratory. They built towers that could pump carbon dioxide into the air. Around large circular forest plots, they pumped in enough of the gas to simulate what they thought 2050 would be like.
Sort of a cylinder of the future is the way I like to call it.
William Schlesinger is an emeritus professor at Duke University. He says the plants grew faster with more CO2, since plants essentially use the gas as food. But poison ivy was the speediest of all, growing 70% faster than without the extra carbon dioxide.
Oh, it was the max. It topped the growth of everything else.
That's not all. The researchers discovered the poison ivy became more toxic, and the individual leaves got bigger with more CO2. Now, Jackie Mohan, an ecologist at the University of Georgia, is looking at how poison ivy responds to warmer soil.
My heavens to Betsy, it's taking off in terms of growth.
She says it's partly because a warmth-loving fungus helps feed poison ivy roots. Plus, the vines don't need a sturdy trunk or branches. They can put all their energy into getting bigger.
Bigger and nastier.
But is this happening out in nature right now? Mohan and Schlesinger say they think so, but...
It's a remarkably understudied species.
It's a nasty plant to work on.
In the suburbs west of Boston, Dr. Lewis Kushner sees just how miserable it can be.
Some people will have a tremendous allergic reaction to poison ivy, and others just don't seem to mount any allergic reaction at all.
He works with 10 dermatologists.
Every one of us sees it every week. And I mean the kind of cases where people can't sleep and are covered with blisters, the kind of poison ivy that takes people to the emergency rooms. That has been getting more common.
He suspects that's due to the pandemic nudging people into their gardens and onto trails. In the town of Lincoln, Gwyn Loud has noticed the hikers and the poison ivy. Loud is on the board of the Lincoln Land Conservation Trust.
The leaf edges are smooth, and it's got one center vein.
With gloves on, she pulls a bit of poison ivy, now deep green since it's later in the summer.
So here's some, right here.
Are you able to quantify how much it's grown in the 55 years you've lived here?
There is a lot more, all over the place.
And she's noticed another change, too. The leaves can be the size of a book.
Look at these huge leaves down here. Huge!
Loud says she wishes there was hard data, but from what she's seeing, it's not good news for the roughly 80% of people who are allergic to poison ivy. And scientists worry it could disrupt the delicate balance in the forest. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.